Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, March 13th, 2019. On this day in 1991, the United States Department of Justice announced that Exxon agreed to pay $1 billion for the cleanup of the Exxon Valdez oil spill in Alaska. Just in the 30th year of the fall of the Berlin Wall, the Pankow District Office is banning the city's most legendary weekend spectacle, the Sunday karaoke in the Mauerpark. Berliner Wasserbetriebe has built an underground storage canal in Mauerpark and has installed 19 shafts for ventilation and cleaning. City Councilor Volrad Kuhn of the Green Party therefore recognizes, quote, danger spots such as building fences and building pits, which do not allow events such as karaoke, quote, until further notice, as reported in the Berliner Zeitung. From summer 2019, at the earliest, the karaoke could be allowed again. The Berliner Wasserbetriebe does not want to be blamed for the ban. Spokesman Stefan Notz stated that, quote, just because we're building in Mauerpark doesn't mean karaoke has to be banned, adding that visitors are not in danger and the shafts are secured with construction fences. Residents, artists, and politicians are now protesting in video messages against the authorities' decision. Writer and Mauerpark expert Vladimir Kaminer says that especially in times when Europe is in danger, quote, we need places where people beyond politics meet, talk, and sing together. Karaoke is more important than the district offices. Klaus Mindrup of the SPD, member of the Bundestag, believes that at a time when Berlin is becoming more and more expensive and good and exciting places are disappearing, it is important that places like Mauerpark and the karaoke are preserved, quote, because people from all over the world live, have fun, and see each other there. Berlin is cool, and Berlin is there for everyone. On the flip side, some residents are reacting increasingly annoyed about the weekend hustle and bustle with the many street musicians playing in the park. The district has tolerated music making until now. However, since neighbors have complained, police and the public order department have been controlling the situation more often than usual, even taking instruments away from street musicians. Recently, residents' protest has also been directed against the karaoke show. Under the motto, A Park for All, District Mayor Ben of the Left is looking for a compromise. Pankow's former District Mayor Matthias Kuhne of the SPD suspects the current construction site is now a welcome occasion for the administration to ban the karaoke show, stating that the district administration has tried every year to put new obstacles in the way, and it was only through the intervention of those politically responsible that they could be cleared. Alexander Puel of the Friends of the Mauerpark Association is now calling for Pankow to decide. Is it working on a constructive solution, or would it like to completely shut down a cultural sector in the Mauerpark? Mayor Ben told the Berliner Zeitung that he would check whether the decision of the administration is valid. For the Equal Pay Day on March 18th, Berlin will be offering a cheaper local transport ticket for women only. According to the Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe, or the BVLG, the one-day ticket is the world's first women's ticket. It's to cost €5.50 and thus around 21% less than the normal 7 euro day ticket, because women in Germany earn on average 21% less than men, the BVLG stated as justification. The Equal Pay Day symbolizes the difference in pay between men and women. According to the Federal Statistical Office, there was an average wage gap of 21% across all sectors and occupations. Women are reported to earn less because they are more likely to work part-time and in lower-paid jobs, such as social work. If these factors are excluded, women earn around 6% less than men for the same work in Germany as of 2014. Berlin burns too much waste. According to a Senate response to a parliamentary question by Green Member of Parliament Georg P. Kossler, last year the Berliner Stadtreinigung, or BSR, burned tens of thousands of tons more garbage than allowed. BSR should have burned a maximum of 520,000 tons at the large waste-to-energy plant in Ruhleben. There is a margin of tolerance of 26,000 tons, but it has also been exceeded. BSR burned 581,947 tons of waste, far too much. For the second year in a row, the maximum permitted level was exceeded. This also emerges from the Senate's response. In 2017, 560,700 tons of waste was burned in Ruhleben. In previous years, BSR had still complied with the limit value. In 2015, a little over 487,000 tons, and in 2016, about 537,000 tons. The reason why there is such a high level at all is environmental protection. The state of Berlin wants to keep the harmful impurities resulting from combustion to a minimum. For this reason, the Environmental Administration wants to insist on compliance with the maximum permitted quantity in 2019. According to the nature conservation organization Bund, almost two-thirds of Berlin's waste is incinerated. Bund is calling for less waste to be burned and more to be recycled. Even the amount of waste generated by households and businesses must be reduced. The Institute for Energy and Environmental Research Heidelberg, or the IFEU, reported that the amount of waste in Berlin has increased significantly over the past decade. Berlin police have resumed their search for the body of the missing girl Rebecca in Brandenburg. On Tuesday, the police were at Wolzige See, 50 kilometers southeast of Berlin. According to information provided by the DPA, the German Federal Agency for Technical Relief, or THW, also participated with boats. From last Thursday to Saturday, hundreds of police officers and experts with special corpse search dogs had combed through a forest in the area. The Wolzige See is situated near the forest and the small village of Kummersdorf. However, nothing was found. Information from the population is said to have led to the area near the motorway between Berlin and Frankfurt-Oder. The car of the 15-year-old girl's suspicious brother-in-law's had been spotted on the day she disappeared and the following day on this highway. As previously reported by Berlin Briefing, Rebecca disappeared about 3 weeks ago and was last seen alive in her sister and brother-in-law's apartment. The police have assumed that the girl did not leave the house and was killed there. Because the brother-in-law's car was reported in Brandenburg on the day she disappeared and the day after, the police asked for information and tips, hundreds of which were received. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.